From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A shooting in Arcata Monday morning left one person injured. It happened near the intersection of Alliance Road and Foster Avenue. Two people were detained, but it's unclear if anyone was arrested. The situation resulting in a lockdown at Arcata High School just a few blocks away, but was not related to the school in any way. Police say the man who was shot is white in his 20s. Police haven't confirmed if the shooting is gang-related. City of Arcata announcing that the 2018 waterline replacement project will start on Wednesday. City contracting with REO Construction for the project. The work will involve the replacement of water mains and water service connections at various locations. Work for the project scheduled to take place on J Street between 16th and 18th from Wednesday to Tuesday, December 18th. The project will then move to 17th between I and J on Wednesday, December 19th, and will continue through early January. Project construction will run Monday through Friday, generally from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Authorities went to a home on the 5100 block of Cummings Road in Eureka Sunday, where a man said that he went to purchase a vehicle. When he got there, he was asked to enter the home to continue the sale. When the victim entered the residence, two suspects, a man and a woman, confronted him. The male suspect brandishing a firearm at the victim and then stole the victim's wallet and more than $5,000 in cash. The suspects fled the scene with the seller in a gray Acura SUV with New Jersey license plates. At about 8 last night, deputies on patrol in the Bayview area located the suspect vehicle unoccupied in the area of Busey Lane and Howard Street in Eureka. Deputies were unable to locate the suspects nearby. They've identified the seller but are still working to identify the two other suspects. They are described as an American Indian male, 30 to 35, 5'8", about 200 pounds. Also a white female, 20 to 25, 5'4", at about 120 pounds. Well, CHP is changing the way it issues amber, silver, and blue alerts to some degree so it can include more vital information. Currently, as part of the various notification procedures, when an alert occurs, the Emergency Notification and Tactical Alert Center will distribute the critical information to cell phones in the affected geographic area through the Wireless Emergency Alerts Program. Part of the problem, due to the limited number of characters available through the WEA, CHP is now embedding a link in each message that will direct the user to the public-facing website at chp.ca.gov/news. Once there, the user will find all active alerts along with access to related flyers that can be downloaded and distributed. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.